Dick Buckley have 3 hours of classic jazz. Yes, we're here with Jazz. Geez, we've got good jazz for you from now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll be listening to the good old good ones. We have Ruby Braff, another casualty in the jazz world this year. This has been a rough year for great jazz musicians. Reuben Braff of Boston, Mass. Thing that he recorded for RCA Bluebird back in April of 1957, April 5th of 1957, with a group of all-stars that included, along with his cornet, Benny Morton, trombone, playing Tommy Dorsey's famous theme here, only he doesn't play it an octave up like Dorsey did. Pee-wee Russell, clarinet, Dick Hafer, tenor saxophone, rhythm section of Nat Pierce at the piano, Steve Jordan, guitar, Walter Page, bass, Buzzy Druten, the drummer, and paying tribute to Tommy Dorsey with Marie.
Thank you.
I don't know whether they ran out of time or couldn't think of an ending or what, but that's the way it fades out. Ruby Braff and a group of all-stars that included Benny Morton, trombone, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Dick Hafer, tenor saxophone, Nat Pierce, the pianist, Steve Jordan, guitar, Walter Page, bass, Buzzy Druten, the drummer. From April 5th of 1957, Marie. This is Teddy Wilson from a V-disc, another all-star session that included Joe Thomas, trumpet, Benny Morton, trombone again, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Johnny Williams, bass, Sid Catlett, the drummer, and of course, Teddy Wilson at the piano. And a song that made Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis rich, and they didn't even know where the money came from because they weren't jazz fans, but jazz musicians discovered their song, How High the Moon, and I guess the rest is history.
This is Teddy Wilson. We're mighty glad the music section of the Special Service Division is making these V-discs because it gives us a chance to play a few selections especially for you. Thank you.
Teddy Wilson and friends from a V-disc session that took place August 13th of 1943. It was Joe Thomas, trumpet, Benny Morton, trombone, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Johnny Williams, bass, Sid Catlett, the drummer, and of course Teddy Wilson at the piano. And How High the Moon. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley with the Jazz Records. And here's the Goodman Quintet. This was the wartime version of the quartet, which had added a bass and became the quintet. Sid Weiss was the bassist. Maury Fell, the drummer. No, Krupa was the drummer on this set. Yeah, he had come back. And Goodman was one of the first jobs that he got when he came back. Alan Reese, guitar, and Jess Stacy, the pianist, and Benny, the quintet, with Sweet Georgia Brown. Don't tell us what the venue was, but boy, that was an enthusiastic crowd, and I don't think that the Goodman quintet, as it was there, ever swung as hard as they did there. Krupa was just back from that phony narcotics charge that the government dreamed up, and his first gig was with Benny. And Jess Stacy came back for this session too. There was a recording ban on at the time, and the records of this group are few and far between. They have to all be from broadcasts. Jess Stacy played the chorus of his life there. I don't know I ever heard a piano player swing as hard as Jess did. You get an opportunity to hear that little tremolo that he did, not wiggling the wrist and playing the octaves, but playing the octaves and the notes in between that make up the chords as for his tremolo. Let's listen to Jess again. Stacy, one more time there with Sweet Georgia Brown. They swing you into bad health on that one. Here now is the Bob Crosby Band, recorded in Hollywood, July 19th of 1942. It's the Big Band and the Bobcats. And the Bobcats at that time lined up with Yank Lawson, trumpet, Floyd O'Brien, trombone, Matty Matlock, clarinet, Eddie Miller, tenor, saxophone, Jess Stacy, Nappy Lamar, Bobby Haggart, and Ray Baduc in the rhythm section. And this is, I'll never forget, what's his name. I always think of it, you're in the Army now, but it's actually, where do we go from here? I guess it says here that this was introduced by Judy Garland in a movie. I thought it was a service song. Maybe they did too. Crosby Band, it was getting near the end of the road for that band with the service. Gil Roden got drafted, Ray Baduc got drafted. Crosby decided to enlist in the services and So that was just about the end. But that was May, what did they say it was? I didn't say, did I? July 13th of 1942. The Bobcats with Yank Lawson driving them through that one. We haven't heard from Bix Beiderbecke in a while. We'll take care of that right now. For you Beiderbecke fans, you know that they've got the complete Bix album called Bix Restored on Sunbeam. It's available now, a series of four volumes of compact discs. I believe there are three CDs to each volume of the complete Bix Beiderbecke, or Bix Restored, as the title goes. The complete recordings and alternates. And this side is from Volume 4, one of the sides that was recorded with Bix and his gang while they were members of the Paul Whiteman Band. And so they are the guys who fill out the band. And this was recorded September 21st of 1928 with members of the Paul Whiteman Band, including Bill Rank, trombone, Izzy Friedman, Irving Friedman, clarinet, Min Leebrook playing the bass saxophone, Roy Bargey was the pianist, Lenny Hayton filling in for a drummer who didn't show up or something. The bomb dropping is pianist, composer, arranger, and in this case, drummer, Lenny Hayton. And the song? Margie. Bix Beiderbecke, Bix and his gang, and that was Margie from, what did I say it was, September 21st of 1928. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley here with the Jazz Records. And kind of mixing it up today from the old to the new, and here's one kind of in between. This is Bud Freeman and his Summa Cum Laude Orchestra, recorded September 18th of 1939 with Max Kaminsky, cornet, Brad Gowans playing the valve trombone, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, and Bud Freeman's tenor saxophone. Rhythm section had Dave Bowman at the piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Clyde Newcomb the bassist, and Danny Alvin the drummer. And this is Sunday. Sunday, done for you by Bud Freeman and the Summa Cum Laude Orchestra. Clark Terry's got a brand new album out. Matter of fact, it's double billing, Clark Terry and Max Roach. The album is called Friendship. And along with Clark and Max, Don Friedman is the pianist and Marcus McLaurin is the bassist. Recorded March 10th of 2002. And Clark, who is the dean of trumpet players, he's got some mileage on him, but he still plays well. Just listen. Clark Terry and Max Roach from a brand new album called Friendship. And that was Let's Cool One, Monk's tune. Clark Terry playing the, it was a flugelhorn there, wasn't it? Yeah, and Max Roach the drummer. And the pianist was Don Friedman, and the bassist was Marcus McLaurin. Let's Cool One. Here's that great trumpet player, Joe Newman. Joe, who spent so much of his career with the Count Basie Orchestra. And this is one of the sides that he made along with friends from the band. Let's see, Frank Foster is a tenor saxophonist here, Eddie Jones, bass, Billy English, the drummer, and Tommy Flanagan is the pianist. This is Duke's tune, Just Squeeze Me, Joe Newman. Thank you. Joe Newman and Frank Foster, and Squeeze Me, or Just Squeeze Me, Duke's tune. Squeeze Me is Fats Waller's tune. Just Squeeze Me is Duke's tune. Tommy Flanagan was the pianist, Eddie Jones the bassist, and Billy English the drummer. An old prestige album called Good and Groovy, the Joe Newman Quintet. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio, I'm Dick Buckley. Here's one I haven't heard in a while, just happened to stumble onto it and thought it'd be good to listen to again. The album called Brubeck and Rushing. Jimmy Rushing singing with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. And this is River, Stay Away From My Door.
Keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin, you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Don't come up any higher, I'm so all alone. Leave my bed and my fire, that's all I own. I ain't breaking your heart. Don't start breaking my heart. River, stay away from my door. Your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin. You don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Don't come up any higher. I'm so all alone. Leave my bed and my fire. That's all I own. I ain't breaking your heart. In my heart, river, stay away from my door, stay away from my door.
Eugene Wright, Dave Brubeck, Paul Desmond, and Joe Morello. River, stay away from my door. Let's wrap up this hour with Woody Herman and a thing that Ralph Burns wrote and arranged for the band called Momart Bus Ride. it sounded like phony applause, didn't it? Yes. Momart Bus Ride by Woody Herman and the orchestra. And that pretty well takes care of this hour. A couple of minutes out for some important messages, and then right back with more jazz. I'm Dick Buckley. This is Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ.
Support for this WBEZ program is provided by Symphony Sound, featuring a variety of high-end audio and video equipment for the home. Symphony Sound is Chicago's only premier Macintosh dealer. More information at symphonysound.com. Support for this WBEZ program is provided by Navy Pier. Information about the activities and events taking place at the pier this week can be accessed online at navypier.com. We're broadcasting from the Lehman Family Public Radio Center at Chicago's Navy Pier. This is Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ Chicago, 91.5 FM, WBEW Chesterton, 89.5 FM, and WBEZ.org.
Next on Performance Space, we head over to Steppenwolf Theater's traffic series for beat poet, world music pioneer, and multi-instrumentalist David Amram, with a large and inspired cast of Chicago talent joining in. Hi, I'm your host, Richard Steele, and I hope you'll join me for all the best in live performance on Performance Space, Saturdays at 8 p.m. and again Sundays at 11 p.m. here on Chicago Public Radio.
Count Basie and the orchestra begin hour number two. The Basie Band from December 12th of 1953. This is a thing that Neil Hefti wrote and arranged for them. I always got a kick out of it. It's got the trumpets all plugged up tightly with Harmon mutes. And it's called Bubbles. Thank you. Bubbles, the name of that one. Neil Hefti wrote it and arranged it for the Basie Band, recorded in 1953. Remember when Mike Vax had his big band in town? When was it, about a year ago, when they were at Fitzgerald's for a night? All the Kenton fans were there because it was a band made up of ex-Kentonites. In fact, the band was billed as the Mike Vax Big Band, featuring alumni of the Stan Kenton Orchestra. And they finally have an album out. Let's see, the album was recorded while the band was on the road. I think it was on the East. It wasn't recorded here. But it's the same band. This is a thing. Kenton always had a used a ballad to start the evening's proceedings because everybody else started with an up-tempo thing or a medium-tempo thing. So he always opened the festivities with a ballad. And this is one of the Mike Vax Big Band. And here's That Rainy Day. Mike Vax Big Band, and Time to Jump and Shout. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley here with the Jazz Records, and we have the Jimmy Lunsford Band coming up next from an album on the Sunbeam label called Jimmy Lunsford and His Band 1939 to 1942, featuring some of the big records that the band had during that period when they recorded for Columbia. This is an Eddie Durham composition and arrangement. Eddie Durham, who wrote things for so many of the big bands, but it always amazed me that he wrote a lot for Count Basie and a lot for Jimmy Lunsford, and yet he managed to stay with each of their styles. Joe Thomas is the tenor soloist here. Snooky Young, the trumpet soloist, and probably playing lead, too. And Willie Smith, alto saxophone. From January 5th of 1940, Lunsford with It's Time to Jump and Shout. Jimmy Lunsford and the orchestra, and Snooky Young doing the upper register trumpet work there. Or a young Snooky Young, who is still around and still playing today. Grand old man of trumpet. Joe Thomas, tenor saxophone, and Willie Smith, alto saxophone. It's time to jump and shout. Here's Billy May. Capitol finally let Billy May do a jazz album. And Billy got some of the top jazz men on the coast at the time, Dave Wells and Lou McCreary, trombone, Paul Horn, alto saxophone and flute, Justin Gordon, who Billy almost always used on tenor saxophone, Don Fagerquist, trumpet, and Bud Brisbois was doing the upper register trumpet work. This is Billy's arrangement of a Wayne Shorter composition, Children of the Night. Billy May and the orchestra and Children of the Night, Wayne Shorter composition. Bud Brisbois playing the upper register trumpet. Another one of those sad stories. He committed suicide, shot himself. The tenor soloist was Justin Gordon. And who else did we hear on the solo? I guess that was it. That's from Billy May's album on Capitol called Bill's Bag. And to show you that it wasn't really meant for jazz fans, it was meant for squares, it has a footnote. Bag, like certain other jazz words, has a slightly different meaning depending on how it's used. For example, just to dig can mean to understand, to admire, to agree. Bag can mean style, approach, even a way of life. Here, Bill's Bag is his approach to charting the cool groove for the big band and the fine style which he carries off. I'm glad they explained that. Let's listen to Louis Belson's big band, and features the fellow who wrote it, Don Menza, on tenor saxophone. This was a thing that most of the college bands had a few years ago in their book. They always had a lot of Menza things, and this was one that just had the built-in swing. This is called The Groove Blues. Lee Belson's big band there, the upper register trumpet work, of course, was Cat Anderson. The trumpet solo earlier in the record was Blue Mitchell. Bobby Shue was playing lead trumpet with the group. And the tenor saxophone, the man who wrote the tune and the arrangement, Don Menza. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley with Jazz Records for you, listening to the big bands that played jazz. Here's Toshiko Akiyoshi and Lou Tabakan and their big band of a few years ago. This features Bill Reichenbach. Yes, easy for you to say, on trombone. And Toshiko, of course, at the piano. Lou Tabakan's tenor saxophone. This is Studio J. Toshiko Akiyoshi's Big Band with Lou Tobacan featured, and that was Studio J from their album for RCA Victor called Insights. Duke Ellington and a thing he recorded August 7th of 1951 in New York City, dedicated to one of Chicago's most famous jazz clubs, the Blue Note. Duke called this one Rock Skippin' at the Blue Note. Wrapping it up there with his cornet. And that was Rock Skippin' at the Blue Note from 1951. Duke Ellington and the orchestra. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley, Jazz Records here, playing some of the big bands that played jazz. Here's Les Brown from his album called The Jazz Songbook. And he got some of the best soloists in jazz to appear with his band of renown. Buddy DeFranco on a couple of sides, Terry Gibbs, Frank Rossolino, Zoot Sims, Ronnie Lang, and Don Fagerquist. Here is Les Brown with Don Fagerquist's trumpet.
Thank you.
Les Brown, the Band of Renown, and that was Our Love is Here to Stay. In the late 1940s, early 1950s, the big bands were dying, but some of the record companies had some success starting big bands by making some records and getting the records played and making them popular enough that booking agents were able to book them, and bands like, well, Capitol had Ralph Flanagan and Billy May. Victor had Ralph Flanagan, and Mercury had Ralph Martiri. So Mercury decided that they'd try it with Georgie Auld. He had had a successful big band earlier. Had Billy May do some arrangements and do them in a Lunsford vein. And Georgie got together a group of all-star West Coast studio musicians, and they made a couple of albums. This one from the album Georgie Auld in the Land of Hi-Fi, and that's the name of this Billy May composition, which sounds like it came from the pen of Cy Oliver or one of the Lunsford arrangers. It's called In the Land of Hi-Fi.
Thank you.
Georgie Auld and the big band, and a thing called In the Land of Hi-Fi. That was Frank Rosolino's trombone, of course, and Georgie Auld's tenor saxophone. Shorty Rogers did an album of Count Basie favorites. The album was called Shorty Courts the Count, and it was as if the cool West Coast school ran into the Basie hard swinging school, and I don't know who the winner was. I didn't see the final score. This is Shorty's arrangement of Swingin' the Blues. The trombone solo is valve trombone of Bob Inevoldsen and Herbie Geller's alto saxophone and Shorty's flugelhorn.
Thank you.
That was Marty Page tinkling away at the piano there. And Curtis Counts was the bassist. Curtis' intonation always bothered me. When you're doing walking bass, you've just got to be right on the money. And Curtis was close. That was Shorty Rogers doing the bassy thing, swinging the blues. And I think the cool school kind of won out if it was a contest, but those bassy things, they've got to have balls. You can't take it easy like Shorty did. That was the bottom line of the West Coast style of playing at that time, supposedly, was the cool approach. Now, the Nat Pierce, Frankie Cap juggernaut, that was another one. That was the bassy approach, but straight out bassy. I was looking to see which one of the bassy arrangers did this one, but I see it's a Nat Pierce thing, so Nat playing his bassy-like best at the piano, Frankie Cap the drummer, and Ray Pullman guitar, and Chuck Berghofer the bassist. This is Basie's Deep Fry. Thank you. Well, there wasn't any doubt who was playing lead alto on that one, huh? Marshall Royal was leading that sax section, of course. Well, hey, we've got to get out of here for a couple of important messages, but you know we still have another hour to go, so stay right where you are. Don't go away. I'm Dick Buckley. This is WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio.
The following is a public service announcement provided by Chicago Public Radio. The Chicago Theater Company, an adventurous African-American ensemble, joins up with the Chicago Chamber Musicians, the city's flagship chamber music organization, to bring you Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale. That's tomorrow at 12:15 at the Chicago Cultural Center. Details at 312-692-9000. This is Chicago Public Radio.
I have three favorite composers. There's Igor Stravinsky, there's Maurice Ravel, and there's Wayne Shorter.
That's pianist Herbie Hancock. I'm Nancy Wilson. Please join me for Jazz Profiles when we explore the musical landscapes of saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. That's from NPR, National Public Radio.
That comes your way this afternoon at 3 o'clock, right after Dick Buckley on Chicago Public Radio.
Chicago Public Radio is supported by Art Chicago, one of the nation's largest international art fairs, showcasing the spectrum of contemporary art from Picasso and Warhol to emerging new talents. It's at Navy Pier, May 9th through the 12th. Information, 312-587-3300 or at artchicago.com. This WBEZ announcement is provided by CAN TV. Local residents can interact with their public officials by calling into Political Forum, a live weekly show Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on cable channel CAN TV 21 in Chicago. This is Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ Chicago, 91.5 FM, and WBEW Chesterton, 89.5 FM.
I've had the Ella Fitzgerald Sings Harold Arlen songbook album set aside for quite some time, always intending to do it in the last hour, and finally today we'll get around to it. I think it's my favorite of the many songbooks that Ella has done. I think she's done at least a half a dozen for Norman Granz, covering all of the top songwriters. But the one with Billy May and his orchestra backing Ella, singing those great Harold Arlen songs, it's my favorite. The first song that began Harold Arlen's professional songwriting career, written in collaboration with Ted Keller, I've never been certain of how to pronounce it, but I think it's K-O-E-H-L-E-R, and I think it's Keller. Anyway, it was introduced by Ruth Etting in a review called the 9:15 Review in 1930. The show lasted 7 performances, but it was enough to launch the songwriting career of Arlen and Keller. That same year, they also contributed to Earl Carroll's Vanities and the first Cotton Club show they did, called Brown Sugar. Here is Ella with Billy May and the orchestra.
Come you sinner. different day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
First collaboration by Harold Arlen and Ted Keller, 1930, Get Happy. 1931, the second Cotton Club show, Rhythmania. They composed the score for it, and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea was written on the stage of the Palace Theater. This is Ella with Billy May and the orchestra.
Blue Sea.
from 1931, The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. This is WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley. We're listening in our third hour today, selections from the Ella Fitzgerald Sings Harold Arlen songbook. The next one from 1932, actually he had several hits in 1932. I've got the World on a String, Only a Paper Moon, but the one that we're going to play is I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, which he wrote for Earl Carroll's 1932 edition of The Vanities, and which he said Carroll never paid the songwriters for their contribution to the review.
sit and cry. Down around the river, I know the deep blue sea. Be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to sing the
blues. Notice that Ella sings the almost forgotten verses to these popular songs that have, everybody knows the chorus, but few people know the verses. Another one from 1932 was I've Got the World on a String, was written for the 1932 Cotton Club Parade, and kind of a bluesy thing. Actually, only one song that Arlen and Keller wrote that had the word blues in it, and it wasn't really a blues. It was Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. But they, for some reason, got the title of blues songwriters. Here again is the verse to I've Got the World on a String from 1932.
Sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away, and the sun peeps through. May express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. Got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go.
if I should ever let go. Yes, I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a
apologize for that. These records have seen a lot of use. I've got the world on a string. Harold Arlen, when he heard that, said, Ella's singing glides and jumps as gracefully as a dance by a stair. The genius of both could easily work together. Still, 1932, Billy Rose produced a play by Ben Hecht and Gene Fowler called The Great Magoo. It was a straight drama, and it lasted exactly 11 performances, but it had a song in it called If You Believe in Me, lyrics written by Billy Rose and Yip Harburg, and only 11 performances, and nobody remembered the song, but they used it in the film Take a Chance with a new title. It became known as It's Only a Paper Moon.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Just
That was one of the Harold Arlen hits from 1932, another one of the hits from 1932. We're listening to Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Harold Arlen Songbook with Billy May and the orchestra. As I say, I've had this one set aside to do the final hour for a long while and finally decided we'd do it. I wanted to hear these great Harold Arlen songs. To me, it's the finest of the Ella Fitzgerald songbook series, of which there must be at least a half a dozen. The series itself, I think it's all available now in one big package. And the great American popular song has never been treated better. And the great songwriters are included. Did I say WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio? If I didn't, this certainly is. And we play jazz for you every Sunday from noon until 3 o'clock. And in the third hour, we feature one artist or one group. The rest of it is traditional jazz, classic jazz, the things that you just don't hear every day. And tell me that you hear Ella Fitzgerald singing the Harold Arlen songbook every day. In 1933, they wrote another Cotton Club Parade. So actually, that was the name of it, the Cotton Club Parade. And it was the song that became an overnight success from that one was Stormy Weather. There was a recording that was made by Leo Reisman and his orchestra with the vocal by Harold Arlen. Let's listen to Ella and Billy May.
My man and I this pitter and patter and beating and spattering, driving me mad.
Written for the Cotton Club Parade of 1933, Stormy Weather. Harold Arlen said after he heard Ella's version of that, he said, I never thought that after the pummeling Stormy Weather has taken over the years that I'd be able to sit and hear it for the first time. Here's another that is from a Cotton Club Parade, a Cotton Club show of 1934. Lena Horne was one of the dancers in this show, a teenager. This is As Long As I Live.
As I want to, life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live.
A sneeze or two might mean the flu, and that would never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long.
Producer Arthur Freed was intrigued with the songwriting of Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, and he was planning a production of The Wizard of Oz, and so he hired them to write the score for The Wizard of Oz. And I guess everyone is familiar with the story about Over the Rainbow, in which the songwriters, even after they wrote it, thought that it was too heavy for a little girl from Kansas to sing, but Ira Gershwin made them change their mind. He convinced them that it was just right, and then they ran into the problems with the head of the studio, Louis B. Mayer. He cut it from the preview, and Arthur Freed stormed into his office and argued the song back into the picture, and it was taken from three different previews before they finally decided they wouldn't attend any more previews. And the final irony came when Over the Rainbow won the Academy Award for 1939.
Jumble and the raindrops tumble all around. Heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Can't die.
troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
The Academy Award-winning song of 1939, Over the Rainbow. Some of my favorite songs are melodies by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. And when they worked on the film Blues in the Night, he said that Johnny would come over to Harold Arlen's house and lie down on the couch, and for an hour or so every day, while he's resting, Harold Arlen would play the songs that he'd written. When he'd finished playing the songs, Mercer would get up without any comment, disappear for a week or two. When he came around, he'd bring the usually completed lyrics with him. Said he had a remarkable retentive memory of holding the melody while working on the lyric. He said of Harold Arlen, "He's probably our most original composer. He often uses odd rhythms which make it very difficult for a lyric writer." Here is one of the songs from Blues in the Night. This time, the dream's on me.
Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together. By the way, to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry
from the movie Blues in the Night. And as we mentioned, although Harold Arlen never wrote any blues for the Cotton Club shows, because he had written for those shows, he had a reputation as a blues composer. When he was doing the score for Blues in the Night, and they were going to do the title song, he decided that he didn't know enough about the blues, and so he studied authentic blues recordings, captured what he called the authentic ring of the folk form. And after 2 days in his study, he emerged with the structure of a song that he called Blues in the Night. It's been around ever since. Harold Arlen says he was delighted with the way Ella Fitzgerald handled the song. When Ella starts singing in her inimitable style, her lovely singing inspired many observations by the composer. He said, "This proves she is the only vocalist who can sing the most complicated phrase in the most effortless way."
Big eye, but when the sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a calling. It's light. Well,
Episode.
make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
Well, there are so many great Harold Arlen songs, and we just kind of scratched the surface. One for my baby and one for the road. Pardon me, My Shining Hour, That Old Black Magic, Happiness Is Just a Thing Called Joe, Accentuate the Positive, Out of This World, June Comes Around Every Year, Come Rain or Come Shine, Hooray for Love, It Was Written in the Stars, The Man That Got Away, on and on and on it goes. I really, really enjoyed the program tonight. It's been so long since I've heard the things from Ella's songbooks, and they're just great, and this is my favorite of the many songbooks that she's done. And that's all we have time for. Time flies when you're having fun, to coin a cliche. I'm Dick Buckley. We'll be back again next week from noon until 3 o'clock with classic jazz, traditional jazz, from noon until 3, with the last hour always devoted to one artist or one group. Today it was Ella Fitzgerald with Billy May and the orchestra. This is WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. Happiness.